the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
What happened? What's happening?
Got Ken and Beezy.
Well, shit.
Everybody want to know, was the mic still on?
Now, check it.
I do have something to, I want to see how y'all feel about this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine guy versus the Game and all of the Bloods and all of the Crips.
Anybody against Game is just a stupid idea.
Yeah, I 1,000%
agree. Unless you're Luke Cage or something.
Why is he going after the Game? What's up with that?
So, all right. So, do y'all know who Tekashi 6ix9ine is?
He's that purple, like, color hair.
Yes, color hair guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing, like, because I heard his music before I saw him, and I'm thinking it's a big burly. Nah, man, it's like a little fucking kid, bro. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he got tats and shit all over his face, but the thing is, like, he didn't grow up in that gangbanger lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. So when he became a rapper, you know, like, now he's claiming all of these gang affiliations, and he went from claiming Blood to claiming Crip to going back to Blood. And then he's talking about, like, he runs, you know, gangbang shit in New York. Like, yeah, man. Like, he's putting a whole bunch of outlandish claims out there. Yeah, like he's like, he's the guy.
Detroit?
No.
I'm just saying, because I know
that.
Yeah, nah. I was about to say, I want to.
No, you already know.
You going to tell? You going to email somebody? What you going to do?
You know, B got plugs everywhere.
You trying to get somebody killed?
No, I'm just asking. He
said, no fly.
Killed.
I know, right? There's a no fly zone in Detroit. But nah, man, like, this guy, he's just been running his mouth, claiming this, claiming that.
Saying he don't check in with people or something.
All of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then he had a motherfucking picture where he's tagging, like, all of these real game back, like Game, Nipsey, Jay Prince, like everybody, like, it's
Jay
crazy.
Prince,
bruh.
Oh,
bruh,
that's, I did hear about this.
Bruh,
didn't they rush his stage or something?
Ghetto Boy, Jay Prince,
Ghetto Boy, Jay Prince,
Rap a lot, Jay Prince.
I did see that. Jay Prince,
you don't want those problems, though.
Jay Prince, wasn't it? Am I making that up? Didn't Jay Prince Jr. and a bunch of motherfuckers,
I think,
I'm not sure, I didn't hear that,
and they made it to where he couldn't come out and perform. Was that Tekashi, or was that somebody else?
Oh, you know what, I did hear something like that too. Yeah. I did hear something like that too. Yeah,
was that like South By?
Yeah.
Yes, at South By. Yep.
No, was that Tekashi, or was that somebody else?
I know I heard the story, but I'm not 100% sure, so I don't wanna, like, put the stamp of approval. But all I know is that Tekashi's out here claiming some big gangbanger type lifestyle shit, when you really just, you know, a dude that grew up privileged and you just wanted to become a rapper, and I guess this is now your niche. But, you know, he's starting to get checked. He's starting to get G-checked by real fucking, like, guys in the game. Like,
is he white or black?
He's Mexican.
Oh.
He looks
so
white.
And so he,
yeah,
like,
he
look white,
okay. But in Trump's white. America, he's black.
Yeah, in Trump's America, yeah, he's black. He one of them.
But you know what it is? It's that internet generation. Yeah.
It is,
where
man.
Where these kids still think, man, that they can say whatever the fuck they want, that they can't get touched because they're behind a computer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you're coming into the real world, and someone's gonna beat the fuck out of you. And the last people you need to be fucking with are those three names you just said: Jay Prince, Nipsey, and Game.
Mm-hmm. There's some real motherfuckers.
Pull up.
Who did? Who told who?
That whatever the fuck.
Yeah, they did, and they made him cancel the show at South By. He told him to pull up, and they swarmed the stage with like 50 something motherfuckers.
Good.
And then Tekashi couldn't even come out and perform.
Good.
Wow. So I mean, I hate that kind of lifestyle, but at the same time, it's like,
hey, Sophie refers.
You need to understand
what the
fuck you're saying.
I don't
man.
Know what the fuck his name is.
That don't matter.
Oh my god.
I don't even know. Tekashi. I've never even heard of Tekashi.
Oh, that's not.
That sounds like a Tekken character.
It does.
He looks like one too.
That's not like a Tekken character.
He looks like a secret villain.
His whole name is Tekashi.
Like, he rides on an evil My Little Pony and start fucking people up.
You know what? Yeah,
yeah. It sounds like a vehicle.
A Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Shit. It's going to get broke down pretty soon.
Yeah, it is. Better leave game alone.
Yeah, you need leave game alone.
Yeah, right.
Like,
but he's just talking. There's no way he could possibly really think that you're going to fight Game and win.
Nah.
There's just no way.
Nah.
You better throw something and run.
Right. Why he could not fight, like you said, he don't fight fair. Like, you not, you know.
He may know he doesn't
fight fair
either.
That's what I'm saying. That's probably how he may be thinking.
I don't fight fair, and I still would not talk shit about Game. Like, what could you do to him besides shoot him? So, and he probably still wouldn't bother.
So this is Tekashi before the rapper.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Let me see.
Let me see.
That's before he became a rapper.
That's
Why would Mark you pull Zuckerberg up that dumbass picture? That's who?
Look who posted it.
That's Mark Zuckerberg.
The gay posted it. That's for real.
Fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine.
It is.
No,
man.
It's not.
That was before the rainbow hair. That was before the face tats.
That's that fucking kid from Superbad. What's his name?
McLovin?
That's McLovin.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck?
So what happened to him?
That's, wow. You talking the internet age, right?
No, what happened to, like, what happened to his face and all that shit? Like, that looked like the Joker shit. Like, he fell on a bed of acid and came out Tekashi.
That's him. Because I had to look at it twice. I'm like, nah, that's not him. But when you look at the future, that's him, bro.
Wow.
Is that logic?
Ken, you ain't shit. Ken, that's logic. Mike is dead.
Oh, God.
Mike is dead.
That's logic, little brother. That's logic, little brother.
Oh, man.
Reason.
Y'all are really stupid.
Super stupid. Super stupid. Reason, look.
Comprehension.
His cousin.
Contemplation.
Y'all dumb as hell, man. Oh my God. That's your fault, Ken. It's your damn fault. That's Ken's fault.
That's Ken's fault.
That's Ken's fault.
All day.
Is that logic?
Y'all motherfuckers.
That does look like
y'all.
That's so fucked up,
man.
Oh,
God. God damn.
Hell nah. Mike is stupid.
So literally, this is the guy claiming to be the gang leader, the gang leader of the New York Bloods, bro. Like this is who's claiming that.
I'm over this.
Oh, he's, my God, he, no.
Bro, that, like, that, man, I'm telling you.
I hate to say it, but someone's gonna have to check him
for real.
They're gonna check him.
They already did. Maybe he'll learn. When you come out and there's 50 gangbangers on stage and you can't perform, maybe that taught him a lesson.
I doubt it.
It should.
We'll see.
I mean, clearly he was scared. Clearly he was scared because he didn't come out.
Right.
So
maybe somebody advised him not to.
Why would you come out? Like, what are you gonna do?
You,
like,
think Game would come out though?
Perform.
If there were 50 of his homies on stage, you think Game would still come out? Game would still come out.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. When you a gangster like that, Nipsey would still come out.
I don't know.
Nipsey would still come out. Oh, you know what Nipsey would do? Hey, there's 50 motherfuckers on stage, roll through. And then he would come out.
Yep.
None of that shit happened. Tekashi just left.
Right.
So
you don't got them connects like that.
My stomach still hurts.
He went backstage
in a month.
He went backstage. That's what happened.
And he stayed his ass backstage where he should have stayed.
Check back in the hotel. That's what he did.
Yeah, these rappers need to learn, man. Like, this shit's not a game to certain people. I don't support that kind of activity, but at the same time, you have to respect it.
You have to respect it. That gang shit is for real.
Right.
You know, and the origins of it was to protect the color folk. You know what I'm saying? It turned into something completely different else. There's not a history lesson, but at the end of the day, there's rules to the shit. You know what I'm saying? He's out here not following the fucking rules. And the people that really take oaths and really believe in that shit, they feel offended. And if they want to come see him, I understand it.
Right. But just don't run your mouth. It's that easy. Just don't run your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Go up there, do your little raps, and that's it.
See, you know what? Like, it's interesting, too, because I'm on his Instagram now, and I'm looking for, like him addressing it.
Because
he was talking hella shit.
See? He learned.
He was talking hella shit.
Probably all on the shade room.
You know what? I take it back. Here it is.
No, he talks shit.
I mean, it is.
So this is him.
First of all.
Him and his gangsters. But I don't know if it's a response.
This is after that happened?
Mm-hmm. Or during the whole time. Like, this is all in the course of...
All right, turn this off. I mean, he could be a Blood. That's fine. But why you gotta talk shit about other people, though? That's the weird part.
Yeah. Yeah,
anyway, man. Young people shit. Moving on.
Moving
on.
But yeah, I just want to bring that up. That was kind of like a hot topic involving some of my favorite rappers. So
true. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not Tekashi.
All these people are just weird.
Yeah, no. Nipsey and Game.
Let's clear that up.
Sophie, let me look at your ass sideways for a second.
This little run of these people, him and the Trippy Red guy and all these people, it's just weird to me.
Trippy Red is his name, or?
And Lil Xan,
Trippy Red, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's another hot topic. Lil Xan, he got in trouble recently. And oh, with Game. Oh, that's, Game said, wasn't the Game that said, don't, you can't, you're not allowed to rap no
nah,
more?
Nah, that was Waka. Waka Flocka.
Oh, it was Waka. Right.
He said something about Tupac.
Right.
Yeah, he said
oh, yeah, he
Tupac.
Said he was boring.
He said Tupac's
shit.
Music is boring.
Who Forgot said that? Waka Flocka did?
Nah, Zan. No. Oh, Lil Zan said Zan. That, and Waka Flocka said that he should be, did he say he should be banned from rap?
Yes. Oh, I think I do remember hearing that. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
That's
yeah.
dumb.
That's another almost, motherfucker you don't want to fuck with.
Who?
Lil Zan.
Why?
Lil Zan crazy. Lil Zan put that to sleep for real, goddamn.
But like, yeah, Waka Flocka was, because even Gucci was like, you know, like, nah, I don't, you know. Yeah.
Waka Flocka was just knocking people out. There was like a run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The guy out in front of like the pinball machine.
Yeah.
I felt bad for that guy. I don't know what he did.
He's one of those dudes that like people was throwing that stuff on stage. He stayed on stage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
But he's calmed down a lot though.
He has. No, he got a girl and all that. And kids.
Is he even rapping anymore?
Because I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nah, no, like Love and Hip Hop or something.
Yeah.
He's chilling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Lil Xan. What he said wasn't even that bad. Like, were y'all offended by what he said?
I don't even know. I don't know anything.
He said Tupac's music was boring.
Oh my God. I mean, how old is he? Like, wow, yeah.
Yeah, but like, isn't he like
who gives a shit?
A 15-year-old
rappers, apparently.
Yeah, I say, isn't he like a 15-year-old kid?
But I like that, though.
I mean, I don't care either.
Who fucking cares?
Are trying to at least keep some honor among, you know.
What the fuck are these? Yeah, I know that's from.
What?
Honor among motherfuckers. Like, from my Players Club.
Oh.
Yeah, on between like motherfucking thieves.
Bernie Mac
said that shit.
Yeah, yeah, these young kids come in, man, and just throwing shots at.
He didn't
the
throw a shot.
Like
he said
that.
His music was boring. So what?
I mean, but still, you know,
who cares?
I like,
but I'm saying, even Royce said
okay. See, now that's why I asked, because I knew somebody in this motherfucking room would have something to say. And it's you. So you were bothered by Lil Xan saying Tupac's music was boring?
I'm bothered by all these
is
young
Lil
kids.
Xan the same guy?
You
it's
are
same as Lil Xan?
Actually, can't.
Y'all remember Lil Xan?
No, Lil Xan.
Lil Xan was a black kid.
Lil
Xan is like Xanax. He's a little white kid with a little tattoo on his face.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
X-A-N is his name.
Right.
I mean, you can come in. You can come in the game. You can do your thing, but you don't have to sit there and just throw shots.
But they asked him a question. I don't think he just came out the blue and just like, man, hey, y'all, I just want y'all to know Tupac.
He could be respectful.
Okay.
If he just asked.
That was respectful?
I think it's respectful.
If
he finds his music boring.
And
it
you
is
say
what
he asked
him,
you said he asked him a question, right?
Yeah. It wasn't like he was like, man, fuck Tupac. Tupac sucks. Yeah. Now, what was disrespectful, in my opinion, would be more disrespectful was when like Yachty said, I'm better than Pac and Big.
That was Kodak Black.
I'm so sorry. I take that back. I'm sorry, Yachty, which I'm sure you're not listening. You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he already gets enough hate.
Well, who was it again?
Kodak Black.
See, I don't even know who. Okay, so Kodak Black is
Kodak
one who said
Black
this.
Be saying anything.
See, it's always Yachty, though. To me, all these motherfuckers are Yachty. Because Yachty's the only one that I actually know. So Lil Vert, fucking Kodak Black,
Trippy,
21 Savage, all of these, they're all just Yachty to me.
That's crazy.
So, not disrespectful, I just don't know any of their music because I'm old and lame. So, okay, so Kodak Black said, I'm better than Pac and Big. Mm-hmm. I can see people getting upset about that more than I can see somebody just saying, well, I'm not really into this music. It's kind of boring.
You know, but the thing is, it seems like they, and to the public listening, to everybody at the table, no, I didn't hear the context of like how it was asked and how he said it, but just taking it all in and just putting it in a box, Yachty said some shit, Kodak Black done said some shit, this motherfucker done said some shit, it's like they use that as a marketing tool to get publicity.
I don't think so.
Like.
I think Kodak Black might have. I don't think Lil Xan did. I think they set Lil Xan up, in my opinion.
It got him pub, though. Not,
he
and
already
maybe
had
he,
pub.
I never heard of Lil Xan.
50.
Until Waka says something.
Little kids love this guy. Little kids love him.
Who the fuck is Lil Xan? And why?
Lil Xan.
Get it right.
You remember Lil Xan.
Put respect
Zane.
On his name.
Lil Xan. I remember.
Lil
Ain't they
Zane
the same people?
That's what I was saying. No, they said it's Xan. We missed that conversation.
Lil Xan
just had
our
own conversation.
What you talking about?
Right. Lil Xan is like 30-something by now. He's not Lil anymore. Yeah. He's
just
grown ass Zane.
Because I think it was him and Sammy. So I think him and Sammy was around.
Oh, that, yeah, remember the singer Sammy?
Yeah, the little kid Sammy. He just came out
an
album.
Like, see, watch
yes, he did. And he put out an R&B album.
I still call myself Sammy. I call myself Sam now. You I can't be a grown ass man talking about I'm Sammy.
He called himself Sam. I think he all shirtless on the cover and shit. He kind of tried to sell it. He's trying to do it. He tried to show that he's a man now. No, all right, I haven't.
Well, cool. Go ahead, Sammy.
But anyway. But either way, Lil Z, whatever you want to call him,
X,
like,
man, what you talking about?
Xanax, Lil Xan.
X-A-N. X-A-N.
Damn. Y'all old for real.
You missed that, man. We just went through this.
You missed the whole saying thing, that. Ken.
Wow.
But it man, don't matter. Like, so he's popular?
Yes.
Yeah. How?
There's a whole slew
SoundCloud
of
rapper?
These, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole slew of these young kid rappers that you and me are just not aware of.
Yeah.
I only find out because I think like Academics covers them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always seeing like fuck shit with these little kids. I ain't listened to none of their, I listened to like a couple of Lil Xan songs and I thought they were terrible, but people love them. So that's cool. Good for them. Mm. And like the one that died, what's his name? Little Fredo Peep.
Oh.
Little Plato? Who said Fredo?
He said Plato. Yeah,
yeah. No, no, no. He said Fredo.
Fredo Santana. Said, no, Plato.
Fredo Santana.
Yeah, who the fuck is Lil Plato?
Fredo Santana just recently died, but I don't know.
He's not a young nobody rapper.
But he appealed to the young crowd.
I thought Fredo was like someone that appealed to like people that would be like more your age.
Yeah, I think he was out of Chicago, right?
Fredo?
I think he was out of New York.
But he was like a rapper.
Yeah, he was a rapper. Like he wasn't.
Yeah. I got you. But I'm just saying like maybe like a little bit younger than me and right. younger. You know what I'm saying? Like 25 and under.
I think these guys.
These guys appeal to like teens.
Yeah, they're like social media.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, preteen. Yes. Yes. Those are like preteen. Yeah. But I'm saying like Fredo had a couple of, you know, people in that age group. Okay. But it's more so like early to mid 20s.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like y'all forget, man. I'm about to be 34 this
Who's
year.
Who's the
man?
Gucci Gang guy?
Who's that?
So they like him.
Lil Perp.
They like him.
And a perp.
The Raider.
No, that's someone else.
It's a little somebody.
It's a little somebody.
Yeah.
It's one of them littles.
Hold on,
is he with Red
Pump?
Yeah, Lil Pump.
There
I was saying Perp. He's like
oh,
him. Right?
I was just naming.
He's like him. Lil Pump.
Yeah. He's just like Lil Pump.
Who's like him?
Lil Pump.
The Xan guy. Lil Xan is like Lil Pump.
Lil Xan. Lil Peep. Little Pump.
All those are
Peep. Yeah.
There's a Little Peep.
Little Peep kind of died, bro.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Little Peep's the one that he kind of sounded, to me, he sounded kind of like Lil Xan. He had that really airy. He was creative. I didn't care for his music.
Mm-hmm.
But like nobody here knows who he is.
Mm-mm.
Ew.
It was lit up on fire when he passed away.
Oh, wow.
So clearly there's a huge fan base for this kind of stuff. It's just not, not us.
Didn't the XX dude usher this stuff in?
Tentacion.
Oh, we forgot to mention that line.
That was a dope line on Russ's album.
Yes, we forgot that. What was it? He said, I could hit your ex, or I can get you niggas X, or I can get you niggas XX extension. I was like,
shit. I feel like he shouldn't have done that. Don't put that motherfucker in.
It was a rap bar.
Don't put that motherfucker in no songs.
I feel you.
Whack out. Anyways.
So what else? What else we got, man?
Because Sophie's bored, so let's talk about something other than rap.
What you got, Sophie?
Let's talk about this makeup.
No, come back to me.
God's plan.
What's up?
What about y'all seen that shit? I know y'all seen that shit, right? What y'all think about that shit?
What?
Drake's God's plan.
Oh, Drake's
That's
video.
Old, though, right?
I know it's old, but I still haven't had a chance to.
He gave out a million. He gave away $1 million.
And did it in a video?
Which is
tight.
It's just too late to talk about that.
It is.
I just want to know what y'all think. Like, I don't, you know.
I mean,
give you some time, so I'm giving you time.
Right, wait, didn't,
I'm buffering.
Okay, so.
You said didn't what?
Somebody gave him some flack about that. Like, oh, wow. They didn't like it because he.
He did it on camera.
Who did it on camera. Who said that? Some I want to say it was like Charlemagne or somebody.
Of course it would be Charlemagne.
Yeah, it was Charlemagne.
It was Charlemagne. Yeah.
Good. I'm
it was
so Charlemagne.
But go ahead.
What did you say?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
Oh,
damn. I keep missing what Mike.
Yo, did you see the Envy shit.
Bring it home, Ken. There you go, boy.
The Envy shit.
He walked out or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It was Desus and Mero.
I haven't watched Breakfast Club in a long time. I like Breakfast Club, but I ain't watched him in a minute. I watched that one.
The Envy was.
I did too.
Yeah.
Envy was
from
hot.
From the moment we got dick and pussy.
We got dick and pussy.
Because I didn't know what was happening. I'm like, why the fuck is he calling him on his
Give me some context because I don't know. Mm. Okay, so here's
damn Rod.
Here's what the little kid
called it, but I didn't know what happened.
I was going to tell Rod, but Rod didn't even listen.
He said,
to me,
"Damn Rod."
That's sorry, so
I was triggered.
It was
triggered.
Just a response.
Yeah, it was a trigger.
Yeah,
it was a trigger.
Yeah,
it was a trigger.
Yeah,
it was a trigger.
That's what it was.
Go ahead, man.
All right, so here's what they call the tea.
I don't think they can hear you.
Shut the fuck up, Mike. Oh my god,
it's the tea.
The tea.
Yeah, like the chamomile tea. It's the tea.
They don't.
It's the tea, y'all. It's the tea. Anyways.
They only refer to it as Lipton. I believe so.
That's so stupid.
What?
I'm just saying.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Don't say chamomile. That's nice.
But you know, Lipton used to have back in the day, too, though.
That's showing your age.
Yeah, it's too bougie. It's too bougie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It ain't Earl Grey. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. All right,
so apparently, on Jesus and Meryl's show, which I don't watch because I think they're funny. I just don't care about shows like that. I think they're funny in doses.
I've never watched
the show because I don't care.
It's on my DVR, but I just never.
Oh, they're on TV?
Yeah, they're on Vice. I don't think they're booked and blessed.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't think they're funny a lot, but I think if I see like a 10 second clip, I'm like, that's funny.
Because they just keep going and going and going, and then they'll hit something, and then that's it.
And
that's
what
gives, yeah.
Eventually something sticks. They're trial and error comedians. They try a whole lot of shit, have a whole lot of errors, but occasionally the shit's funny. So anyway, so they were watching something that Envy did with his wife.
On The Real. I don't know what it was on.
Yeah, she was on The Real.
What is that?
No. She was on one of those TV morning talk shows.
Yeah, like,
The Real is a TV morning talk show.
Look at me.
Was it The Real?
Yeah, it was called The Real.
Okay.
It's called, Envy was on.
Envy and his wife were on some show, The Real, I guess.
I love how we just wing this shit. We never fucking.
I don't watch none of this shit.
Yeah. I know.
But apparently they were asking.
That shit.
What?
She hate that we don't have our facts together.
It is The Real.
I don't know.
B said it was The Real 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Let B be right.
I kind of like it. It's just a natural. This is how motherfuckers talk.
I know.
And we're grown ass men. What the fuck we look like sitting at home watching The Real?
I be working, nigga.
I
work more than 40 hours a week, goddamn.
She be like, Sophie need to get on her job.
Yeah, well, you should know all this shit.
When it's an hour away, I'll be tired by it.
Go ahead.
Anyways, so they were talking about the whole situation with Envy and his wife. And
what happened?
And what happened was Envy cheated on his wife with Erica Mena.
Moment of silence.
Shad Moss's ex.
Retired.
Ex-fiance.
Fine, regardless.
Fiance.
Yeah, it was engaged.
He proposed to her.
Yeah, that was engaged, bro.
I thought she was a lesbian. Isn't she a lesbian?
For a little bit. No.
Okay, am I crazy?
No.
So why she give me no, my God?
No. She had a moment on Love & Hip Hop New York. She went lesbian.
After she was with, what's the guy that was crying?
Once she with Bow Wow?
The white skinned dude that was crying.
Oh. I know he's
Rich Dallas.
I put my life on hold.
Oh, that dude.
I thought after him, I thought she. I thought she was primarily with women.
But she's back with dudes. I think she's dating a baseball player now.
Oh well, good for her. Okay, yeah. So
she moved on.
Apparently,
so we just going act like she ain't date Lil Bow Wow though.
Who cares? That's not part of the story.
Exactly. It was like 10 minutes. He proposed. This is the best I ever had. Look, what happened was he told her he was in death row. And she found out that he wasn't and she left his ass. Anyways, all right, so back to the story. Apparently, Envy cheated on his wife with Erica Mena, who, yes, she is fine. But I think Envy's wife is fine as shit, too. So I don't know what he was doing. Anyway, he cheated.
Being a nigga.
True. Jesus and Meryl made a whole bunch of jokes about it, and at one point they said
they
made like three jokes
with one little line
and one thing
they said
she likes those DJ Envy checks. And for some reason
that triggered the fuck out of DJ Envy, as it should have. Cause it was, you gotta see it though, Rod, cause
the story's over at this point. I want to hear what Rod's got to say because I've been watching this shit. And I'm like, I don't understand how you get
why the fuck are you cheating on her and putting it
in public? That's your fucking fault.
You saying he putting it in public?
He put it in public.
What you mean?
I mean, he said it on the radio.
He was on an interview
and
he was talking about him cheating on his wife.
That's his fault.
That's what I'm saying. He put it in the dirt. And you bringing it back up?
That's your fault.
That's not your.
What do you mean?
He's a public.
He put it in public. If you don't want people to make
jokes
about it.
Did he do this at the radio station? Did they do this?
Yes. He did.
Disrespectful as fuck.
No.
All right, wait,
at the radio station.
No.
This, yes. Okay, look. So Envy was in this interview.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Story. My fault.
Envy was in the interview, and then it was recorded. They watched the recording, and then they just were making jokes about it.
On their show.
On their show.
Oh, yeah.
On their show.
I thought they was, because when I saw it, they were in the studio.
Yes.
Right.
No.
That was after all.
That was after that.
Cool. So this was some time, obviously, and then Envy just came.
Yeah, it was like months or something.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And he still had that type of.
And I think he had the number. I think he had a way to get in contact.
If he didn't, Charlamagne got their number. They're called like their homie.
Come on, man.
And he didn't say nothing to nobody. He waited till they got up to the fucking studio.
He told Joe
that's lame.
And then snapped on him.
And then snapped on him.
Wait, who snapped? Envy snapped on them?
Envy snapped on them. Was like, that's disrespectful.
He was
keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Arms crossed.
Yeah, just mad.
Arms crossed. He was on his Birdman shit like,
you ain't gonna talk about my wife no more.
No more.
Put respect on her name.
Put my respect on my wife's name. Whose name I didn't put no motherfucking respect on.
And see, here's the thing. I didn't know it was months past, because if it was like a week, 2 weeks, I get having that type of anger.
It was a nice gap. It was a good gap.
That type of gap, bro, you should have been cleared that up.
I don't care if it bothered you like that. I would have called him like, yo, what the fuck, man? I thought we were cool.
Is it not weird to y'all that he waited until they got on air to do it?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not only does it seem fake, but it almost seems like for some reason he was going to get some big apology and he was going to have clout and everything was going to be in his corner, but it actually...
He tried to Birdman him.
Yeah, but then it kind of backfired, because now people are popping, people are going to their shows, and the ratings for their show that night went up so crazy because they went back on their platform to talk about
what I saw. I was up late editing and whatever, and I came in the room and it was on TV, and I saw it. I was like, it stopped me, because I'm like, oh, I know those dudes. They don't...
Exactly. And even the next day, I think Envy tweeted, like, I just wish they had that same energy to my face.
Yeah. Man, shut your ass.
Wait, hold on. Because when they were in the studio, they were very apologetic. They were like, they were almost caught off guard.
They were.
So Envy brought it up.
Yes.
He said, we got dick and pussy here.
Dickhead and pussy.
As they sat down, you know.
We got dick and pussy here.
Be like, you know,
on
DJ
the Breakfast Club.
It's the Breakfast Club. We got
what the fuck?
Right.
Okay. Like, it was like a nervous laugh. Like, okay, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, like, where's this going?
Yeah. Right. So they were thrown off guard right from the beginning, and then Envy was just kept going in, and these guys are like, bad, you know.
Yeah,
we didn't mean that.
They were laughing.
You know what I'm saying? We in the Twilight Zone.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I was confused, because I thought this was like fresh. I thought it was like at least 2 weeks.
I did too.
But months?
This is a nice gap.
It might not be weeks. It might not be months.
I think it was
at least a month.
Okay, 30 days plus.
Right.
Is a, like,
it was at least one billing cycle.
Right. Right. There you go. One billing cycle. Good way to put it.
But not like, one check.
It was at least one check.
Yeah, it was at least one of those checks.
But that's a problem, because at first I was feeling Envy.
Right.
But now with that much time passed,
when were you feeling Envy?
I never felt bad for Envy.
Never.
Okay, look. I understand people talking about everybody, like your family, right?
Oh, Jesus.
What do you mean, Jesus?
Let the man finish. Hold on, I want to hear what you guys say.
I get feeling a certain type of way. People coming at people of your family because they're not the ones in the public spotlight. I am. So you can make fun of me, right? I understand that.
Even if you fucked up,
and you put her in the spotlight.
And you put her in the spotlight.
That's the problem. He put her in the spotlight. He cheated. Wow. He cheated on her with another
person
in the spotlight.
But that does not give you the right. That doesn't give you the right to talk about her, because this is not her job.
Yes,
I fucked up, and I have people that follow me, watch me, and you know what? My story could possibly help somebody else. That doesn't give you the right. I'm just saying. That does not give you the right to talk about my family.
He made a
family.
Joke.
He made,
I don't think it was that deep.
You got to see
the
personal joke, right? You saw him joking him, right?
Yeah, I saw him. It wasn't that deep, but if you want to take offense, I get it. But after that much time has elapsed, you needed to, if that's how you truly felt, you needed to address that within two days. That's what I'm saying.
I don't give a fuck if it was one day. Even if you're waiting for the next day and then they're gonna come on your show, that's fucking stupid to me. As soon as that pissed you off, you should have hit them up.
What's the issue?
It didn't piss him off. What happened was he got home. And the wife got in his ass. Yep. That's what happened.
Oh, so you gonna let that nigga talk about me like that?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I'm a clown in these motherfucking streets, Envy. I'm a clown. And then Envy's like, baby, I didn't know it was gonna be like that.
So she gave him that battery pack.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
She gave him the battery pack.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, right. Right.
What you about to say?
I don't even think she would be upset at that, to be honest.
At what?
That the comment, she was, whatever it was, she only there for your checks or whatever.
For Envy check.
Because... Okay, I'm thinking about me, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm married and my husband cheated on me and somebody made a comment like, you only with him for his checks, I'd be like, well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You wouldn't flat out say that, though.
I sure the fuck would.
Not out loud.
No. I wouldn't necessarily agree to it out loud, but it would just kind of be like, okay, whatever.
Bruh. But if I'm dating Oprah, if I'm dating Precious, I'm dating any of these motherfuckers and they're cheating on me. I say out loud, yeah, I'm here for the check. So
you love,
what?
You love Precious, don't you?
I do love Precious.
And Oprah.
I love Precious and Oprah.
He always
says, I'd be like, yup, I'm example. Here for the check. Like, and?
You're not going to say that.
Why the fuck would not? What else am I there for?
We understand that, and the whole world would understand that. Okay. But you're not just going to flat out say
anyways,
that.
You're there for the love, Mike.
Regardless, right? What I'm saying is that.
Better stick to the script.
I don't think that he went home and she got upset. I think what happened was he was triggered because he was like, damn, like, maybe. Like, what if she is only there for this? You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, this hurts my ego because what if... You know what I'm saying?
She might be right.
Yeah.
Why?
She might think be about
right.
It.
Because, you know, she's right because everything he was saying, he was like, nah, she's been with me from day one when I didn't have any money, so she's not here for the check. It was almost like he was trying to convince himself.
He was insecure.
She's right.
He's insecure as fuck.
She's
and
right.
And that's the only reason he went off. She was cooling it at home.
Maybe it's a combination of both, but I think she has a fucking point.
She gave him that Popeye spinach and he just
I do
it.
Not think so.
I don't know.
I think she would have been like, I'm cooling it, us collecting my Amazon packages at home. You the one who got beef because you think I'm in here for the wrong reasons.
So let me ask y'all this. Let me ask y'all this then. So is he? So these guys come on the show. They clearly have said something about you. You don't say anything about
it. No, I would
have
called him off the fucking air. I'm not going because when you're doing it on the air, it sounds corny.
And that
sounds
that's
fake
negative.
And
Publicity on your shit.
Mm-hmm. Say that one more time. Is what?
That's putting your business out literally when you're on air.
Nah, because I think the way he thought it was gonna make him sound like the man.
Oh yeah, right. But he just looked like a bitch.
Yeah, because I did listen to the part where they were having people call in and ask if he was overreacting.
What the fuck?
And a couple of them were like, "Nah, you were defending your wife."
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do agree. He was defending his wife. That's cool and everything. But at the same time,
and that's all like, I was saying earlier. Yeah,
there's a time and a place. Exactly. There's a time. The place like you, you felt this
when you're in a public
right.
When you're in the public eye.
Look, as soon as he heard it, right? Like, and here's the thing: as soon as he heard the jokes or whatever, and he took it a certain type of way. I think maybe not right when he heard it because I don't ever think that first reaction is the right reaction, especially when you're angry.
Right.
Take a day or two. Take your 48 hours. Let that shit marinate a little bit.
Yep.
Come to him professionally. Be like, hey, bro. I don't appreciate that shit. Please keep my wife's name out your mouth.
And that's
you know?
It.
And that's it.
He
you know
do
what I'm
all
saying?
What he did.
He didn't have to do it
so what
on
all,
the radio.
What all
like
did he say outside of, okay, we got dick and pussy here?
We just talked
about that. Oh, he said a lot.
Yeah,
like,
he just kept going.
Well,
at
he kept saying
just
the same
imagine
thing.
Just imagine being mad, bro.
You owe my wife an apology.
You owe an apology.
That's why I think the wife gave him the battery back. Just the way how
I mean, I think it's both. I think what Sophie said makes sense.
I don't think she did. I think that was all
I think what Sophie said makes more sense.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Hold on, Ken. Hold on, Ken. Did we not talk about the mama? That don't you remember when it was me, you, B, and Rob? Mike wasn't there.
Wait, don't put me in this.
No, what's going on?
My name Emmett.
Remember we were talking about the mom that walked off when the
Jacob
kid
Jacob Copeland.
Yep, him. Right? And you were the one that said that, you know, mama was talking all of this stuff, this, that, whatever, gave basically the kid a battery pack, and then he just went the other way. So
a
you don't think
and a son. Okay.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic.
But you don't. But wait, hold on. So if the wife doesn't feel the same way, you don't think that she's gonna be talking to you behind closed doors, like giving that battery pack charging you?
I agreed until Sophie shut me up.
Yeah,
what she said makes more sense.
Right,
but that was Envy's ego.
You gotta think about it. A guy's ego is gonna trigger him to speak
absolutely
up, to speak out on something way more than if his wife is crying at home about it. You are out here cheating on her in public. You don't give a fuck what she thinks.
Because in her mind,
the way he was angry.
Yeah.
That was
she been with me for day one.
Yeah, before I had any money. Yeah, I
you're a bitch. She's with you for the check, and she might have loved you or whatever.
Like
whatever.
Think about it.
At some point,
but you out here cheating on hoes. Yeah, you don't give a fuck. You disrespecting her in public.
Probably thinking to Sophie's point that she's still here for the check.
Exactly.
She probably was with him from Jump Street. You know, just off love GP or whatever.
Exactly.
But the game and the rules have changed because he went out and cheated. If this motherfucker was broke and did that, she would have been out.
Absolutely. Bye.
Absolutely.
Goodbye.
He coming for y'all next. He coming for y'all next.
Hey,
these is America supposed to have Erica. What's her name?
Erica Mena.
And they supposed to have her on the show?
She's coming on the show.
Wait.
Sophie
Love
this shit. Sophie Love
it. It is so messy. I love it.
See, so he fucked up. See, now think about it.
If he opened up a whole can of worms.
If Envy would have just called them and said, yo, man, I would appreciate that. Like, and then they said, oh, well, I thought we were cool, but just a joke. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It had been done.
Again, he had to have his moment. Right. And it flipped completely, blew up
his
face.
I think Envy probably thought that shit, they wasn't as big as they was and it wasn't going to get as that much exposure, maybe.
But he also gave him part of that platform to boost that shit.
He was going to shut him down.
Yeah. Exactly. He thought he was going to shut him down on that platform.
Because Envy has a very big ego.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
He probably thought, oh, I can shut these motherfuckers down.
He does have the biggest ego on the show.
They ain't nobody. Yeah, exactly.
Breakfast Club versus DeZeuz and Nero.
Right.
And
we've been here.
Yeah,
like,
we've been here. They're new. What do they call them? New N-words?
Them new niggas.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to say nigga? I know, right? I was looking at you.
So, don't say nigga.
When you hear me say that, especially on the air and on record, never.
Really? It's in reference to something. It's
I don't like you just say the word nigga. No, I don't.
Here and there, nigga.
Line ass nigga.
See.
Anyways, I don't know. I don't know. I never thought about the angle before.
It was very extra and uncalled for. And I forgot who said it, but it was corny, but he definitely thought that he was going to walk away and people were going to praise him and rip them. And it completely backfired because the whole defend your wife thing is like the cop out. It was the thing that most people just look at him like, oh, he's just defending his wife. It's okay for him to have
it's
that reaction.
It's not a cop out.
It's a true thing.
No, for Envy, it was a cop out because the thing about it is if you cared that much, you wouldn't be fucking somebody else.
Not only that, she's at home counting her money. I don't think she gives that much of a fuck. Because she's probably already chewed him out before, when that first happened.
Okay.
No, I get what you're saying, Rob, but I think the easiest thing to say and to look at is that he's defending his wife.
It's the easiest way
so
to spin
Envy,
it.
Right. So Envy is in the he's right to defend right.
What else
wife.
Would it be? I mean,
he's not going to be like, well, my ego's so big, so, you know, I just want to. He's not going to fucking say that.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Because think about it, man. Like, if he hadn't had said the shit in public, no one would have even known it happened.
I didn't know until it happened.
He is the one who told people.
I guess I don't know the history of the whole shit. He was embarrassed that they
either
made
that or he's worried that Erica Mena was going to say. Is that what happened?
Possibly. Who?
Either way, if it was that deep, he shouldn't have let it leak out in public. Now, the thing about it is, if I was going to cheat on my girl, I'd be a little slicker about it. I wouldn't cheat on her with another fucking high profile chick. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I'd go find some fucking bottom of the barrel fucking dirt rat and do it there. I go to a fucking hole in the wall bar, get my shit wet there.
So this
and then
is
go
why
home.
She was on and
I don't
show?
Know all that.
And on top, how far back was this?
I don't know all that. I don't know.
I don't know.
She might. My point is that she may not have been the hot shit when he did it.
And then once she became the hot shit, he got scared.
Yeah, he's like, oh, let me go ahead and put this out before she do.
Then he should have done like Trump and gave her some fucking money and said, hey, don't talk. Here's an NDA.
That
let's
shit
move
didn't
on.
Work either.
Well, that's because Trump.
Stormy got some things to say.
Mood.
Well, you know what? So I'm gonna ask y'all this. So Envy,
I love it.
Envy left the interview because he said that he didn't like that Charlamagne didn't have his back.
Oh.
Now, how did y'all feel about that? Because Charlamagne didn't jump to his defense. He was laughing about the whole thing. So do you think that was justified? You think that he should have walked out?
I think
you're
that's
the host of the show. How does the host walk out?
Wait.
The main host.
So, speaking to that, I think on DeZeuz and Mero's show, I think he said, mind you, you know what I'm saying? They went on their show to kind of air everything out to, you know, boost their own ratings. Because why not?
Of course, you gotta talk about it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think he went on there and was like, you know, it's really funny that one of the main hosts can walk out and your show can still function. It's almost as if y'all have too many hosts. I was like,
Man, Envy ain't got no more bullets, man.
Okay. He ain't got no more ammo.
You saw him talking to Ebro on Twitter, right?
No, I didn't see that.
What did he say on Twitter?
He was talking about coming up there to tell the story, and he was saying something about, I think it was kind of a joke.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
He said something like, oh, but the way my contract is worded, ha ha ha. Who knows? Maybe he'll go.
But so what happened after he left?
Nothing. The interview
continued. They kept going.
Yeah, the Charlamagne. They laughed. They laughed about it.
Clown
Envy.
Charlamagne.
Oh my God.
I'm surprised he didn't get Donkey of the Day.
Yeah, he gave him Donkey of the Day too.
He gave him Donkey of the Day.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Why would you do that dumb shit? Try to bring it up in the walkout because you didn't get your way.
Right.
And then on top of that, I think since the interview continued, when Desus and Mayrod posted about the Breakfast Club, it was him, Angela Yee. It was both of them, Angela Yee and Charlamagne, standing there. And Envy wasn't there. And there was like, the Breakfast Club, this is us, like, type of thing. This is who we are.
What was funny, too, I think on Desus and Mayrod Twitter account, they was like, coming up tonight. And it was the chair that DJ Envy was sitting
in. The empty chair.
Like, we're going to be dressed. Like what
Schwarzenegger did that time at the convention. He had put an empty chair. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think. No, it wasn't. It was Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood
did an empty chair, but since nobody's seen that, I guess I'll keep that to myself.
That was real old, old shit.
First of all, Charlamagne has done radio for a long time, so he can definitely keep the show going. Number two, that's your battle. Like, what were they going to do?
If somebody came on here talking about y'all, like, I wouldn't let nobody talk about y'all.
Wait, hold on, Rod.
Last week, didn't he tell me, not last week, but the last time we met up, didn't he tell me?
Talking about my boy from Florida. That was you talking about?
Yeah.
Denzel Curry? You about to bring up Denzel Curry?
Yeah, you were like, no, man, don't even worry about it, man.
If somebody say, like, man,
fuck Rod, you would say.
No, I'm talking about if somebody came on our show. And like you went in like, yo, I think you owe me an apology, my wife an apology, da 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 da. I would definitely back y'all up on that.
How does that look?
In this scenario,
okay,
how does it look, Charlamagne having Envy's back? What is he supposed to say? Right. What is he supposed to do?
Because
y'all niggas need to get off the show.
Because Envy is the one that's offended by what they did. Right. So
it's a personal thing.
Defending his wife's honor. That has nothing to do with Charlamagne.
It'd be different if they were like, man, your wife is a dirty C-U-N-T. I guess I keep forgetting that
he actually brought it up.
Now, I keep forgetting that part. So if they brought like negative energy back to him and it turned into a situation,
then at that point
it'd be something different, but they were just like, all right, man, my bad, I'm sorry.
They were extremely apologetic. How am I supposed to go at you? It's like, hey, my bad, bro.
I thought we was cool, our bad, and they didn't do anything
on the show, so what is this to defend?
But even if they did, why the fuck is that Charlamagne's job? Even if they were like, well, Envy was a fucking joke, quit being a bitch, that's still not Charlamagne's job to step in.
You know what? Because if he ever, both of them. And does Envy ever come to Charlamagne's defense when people be going at Charlamagne?
Probably not.
He doesn't. Like when
they went at Charlamagne.
Monique went at him. Monique.
You know the brother when she walked with the master? Mm-mm. You're that brother.
Wait. Oh my God.
It's so whack.
No, remember when
Monique gathered him.
The Onyx rapper. The Onyx rapper. He used to be with Onyx.
Oh, you're talking about Fredo Starr.
Yeah, he went at Charlamagne that time, remember?
And then Envy didn't jump in. That's what I'm saying. So yeah, why would you expect Charlamagne to come to your defense when you never come to his defense? Like, everybody's always going at Charlamagne or trying to.
Master Beanie Siegel?
Beanie Siegel, yeah.
Gucci Mane? Oh, yeah. Man, that was crazy.
Gucci Mane, all of them.
He did. That shit was funny as fuck. He had the whole room quiet.
He sure did.
Golly. Yeah.
Man,
that shit was crazy.
He's like, look how I got y'all scared right now.
That shit was crazy.
Anyway, I might have to go pull that up.
I know. That was classic. That was a classic moment.
What else
y'all got?
Yeah, man, that's moving on.
Yeah.
Sophie.
I'm just so funny that he was such a bitch for that.
What you got, Soph?
Let's see what's going on in here.
All right, so Joe Biden wants to fight Donald Trump.
Bro. What? What?
Really? You didn't see that?
No,
I thought Biden said in high school though. If he was in high school, I would.
I'm saying, but he said if it was high school, he'd have took him around the back of the gym and beat the shit out of him. And then Donald Trump got mad and put some shit on Twitter. Yeah. I'm like, Donald Trump, you might want to sit your ass down.
Right.
Joe Biden is about 10 years older than you. He would still wear your ass out.
I was hoping like when Donald Trump tweeted, I was hoping Joe Biden would reply, like, well, pull up then. So fucking funny. Pull up then.
Man, I seen this thing on Instagram that said, I'm from Atlanta. Pull up either means come through and we about to fight, or like you're invited. And I was like, hell yeah, that's exactly
that's
what that
means. True.
No, but pull up means fight. Pull through. No, fall through seems like
no. You can say pull up.
Hey, yeah, man. Yeah, I gotta pull up.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that as an invite.
It's a fight or it's an invitation, depending on how it's used in context.
Interesting.
But yo, I don't know if this was just like internet shit, but has there been some type of law change where Joe Biden can run as president and Obama as his vice president now?
I think I saw something like that.
I don't know. I'm not gonna say. I don't know.
No, I think that's always existed.
No. Once you ran for president, you couldn't be a vice president. That's always been the law. Yeah, that's always been the law. But supposedly, and again, I don't know if this is some internet shit. I didn't fact check. I just saw it as a headline.
Yeah.
Probably some internet shit. But I saw where they were talking about Biden's going to run for president with Obama as the vice.
Biden already said he's not running for president.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Obama want to be back in office.
He's straight as hell right now, bro.
He's living his best life.
I'm sick of y'all calling me nigger. I'm done. I'm gonna go play some golf.
Especially if you're talking about boxing Trump.
I didn't already represent it for y'all.
I need that to happen.
I'm done representing. If I get y'all 8 years,
Trump swinging. He has
Trump would hurt himself,
bro.
Trying to fight.
Joe Biden whooped his ass.
I remember when that eagle tried to run into him, and the way he swatted that thing, it was just ridiculous.
That's
animals hate him. The babies hate him.
Everybody hates him.
I think one
his
of the,
wife doesn't
I don't
like
know if
him.
You guys saw this one, but it was one where he was giving a speech at the podium, and I think somebody yelled something in the crowd,
and he jumped around.
He looked scared as fuck.
He sure
that was,
did.
Yeah, that was
he held
one of my funniest
that damn
one.
Podium, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He said Joe Biden would go down. Hard and crying.
Yeah.
Are you out your motherfucking
mind? Oh, my
man,
God.
I would be like,
you ain't whooping nobody's ass.
I was waiting for a Joe Biden room. Pull up then.
Hey, let's go. Oh, give me 5 minutes, bro.
I had a thought about Trump. Like, did we hate Trump like this? Is it only because he's president right now?
I've never liked Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I've always thought he was a piece of garbage.
I've never been a Trump supporter.
But you didn't hate him like this.
I still hate him. I just think he's a piece of garbage.
You know,
is it only because he's the president right now?
No, it's because he's a piece of garbage that I hate him.
What about everybody else?
He wasn't saying all this shit before. If you really go back and look at Donald Trump's track record.
That was the Central 5 thing that went down.
Say again?
The
Central Park 5.
But Donald Trump wasn't always
like this vocal. Like, yeah.
No, he was vocal.
No.
He used to be pro-choice. He used to say quite a few things that were fairly liberal.
Right.
But he switched up when he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't. Never mind. I just hate talking about him. No, I'm not saying anything about you. I just
No. It's just a thought I had when they like, damn, like, is it really because he's just the president right now?
It's because he's a dick.
Just amplified because he's the president.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think some of these sentiments were already there, but you know,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about it either.
You know what I think is a really accurate depiction of the president?
Who?
Stormy Daniels. Now, this is the thing.
That was a nice segue.
I know.
I'll give you props for that.
No.
That was right in there.
The only reason I'm saying that is because her shut up. Her Twitter, right? She's been responding to a lot of people. You know, she's been getting backlash, slush, all that shit.
Why?
Right? But the way that she handles it is so dope to me because clearly as a porn star, you have to like that barrier. Like you don't really give a fuck if people talk about you. It's like I literally fucking fuck people on. I don't give a fuck.
What you gonna say?
What the fuck are you gonna say?
You didn't see my ass.
This is my job, what you gonna talk about? I guess somebody mentioned her. Why don't you just disappear? No one cares. You were a slut and slept with the president 12 years ago. Her response: technically, I didn't sleep with the president 12 years ago. There was no sleeping. Anyway, and he was just a goofy reality TV star. But
porn
I digress.
Stars, let me give it a fuck. Yeah,
people, yeah right, she was like, but I digress. People do care that he lied about it, had me bullied, broke laws to cover it up, etc. And P.S. I'm not going anywhere. But something that I pulled from this was that to what you were saying, Rod, was like it's not that people hated him necessarily. He was just literally somebody who was goofy and nobody fucking cared to pay attention to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But the fact that he's taken this stance and people are rallying behind him in this way, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, is what makes him so annoying and dangerous.
But I'm just saying, he's like the worst guy right now. Like, of he's course. Like... He's, I mean, like the worst because guy.
He's,
like
he's
right
in
now.
Power. He's the most popular worst guy.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of people.
I feel like he always had power though, because he was like rich.
But no, but no. In House of Cards, there's a difference between money and power. No. And all I'm saying is that he's always.
You never watched.
Just go on. Move on.
Well, it's no more now because of the whole Kevin.
It don't matter.
Yeah, don't really.
No, but he's always had money. You know, but he's never had this level of power.
Right. Right.
Or perceived power.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, this is the POTUS fucking.
Wait, time out. What are you talking? Wait, he can go up in the public eye and mm-hmm. say anything, and millions of people rally behind him. That's not perceived power.
I think there's, well, to your point, yes, the American people can, but I think he's still limited in what he can do from a law perspective.
Well, of course, but he still has way more power than he had as a random asshole with money on a fucking reality TV show.
And also, wait, hold on, Ken, because I understand, you know, that there's always checks and balances, but let's not forget how many executive orders this man signed
mm-hmm. already.
That shit didn't have nothing to do with no fucking checks and balances.
And the ones that are a little extra have been overruled. Like, they're striking the shits down in court and everything.
I understand all of that, but he had the power to change it with the stroke of a pen. That is not perceived.
Right. What we'll perceive when they're saying no, when the court is saying no, you can't do it. You know, but
it's still an issue that he's even able to do these things. That's what I think he's getting at. It's not perceived power. And again, the fact that he's able to inspire millions of people to do a lot of fucked up shit is not perceived power.
Yeah,
that's power, bro.
I agree with you on that, but I think for me, when I look at it, right, I think Trump is used to being the dictator, the man mm-hmm. that owns the company. And he's ran into a lot of roadblocks. And he's trying to get some of those things changed so he can have that power, which is why I believe he's so infatuated with Putin, because Putin does have that power. Putin. Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah.
Putin.
It don't matter.
It don't Putin. Really. Yeah. It don't
matter. Putin.
Yeah. Fuck him too.
Yeah. So because he can go out. He has control of the media. He can go out and say what he wants to say. Like, he has power, like real power. Trump wants the same thing.
I hear you.
And that's why he continues to, like, I think he's envious of Putin because of that. And so that's why I say perceived power, because now that he's in office, he sees that there's a ceiling. There's only so far he can actually go in some of the things that he can do. Now, can he influence the MAGA crowd, the community that he has? Absolutely. Which is dangerous for people like us.
And I think that's all he really cares about at this point.
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I don't think so. I think that's all a ploy. I think
all he wants is people to put him up on this pedestal and say, look at Donald Trump. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't
think
he really cares about changing any laws.
Nope.
And that's why I think he caters to that crowd. I don't think he actually really cares about that. I think he just loves the adoration that he gets.
Exactly.
From that.
But that's why I don't think he really cares about any of the other shit. He doesn't really care about making any laws or changing anything. He just wants that crowd to keep saying that he's awesome.
Which is also, I think, part of the reason why he has such an issue with the Russian thing, because I think in his mind, he won outright. And now that there are things coming out that's saying that, actually, bro, no, you didn't. This was on some scandal shit. Mm-hmm. You
it
know,
was
where,
fixed.
Yeah, it was fixed. And whether you intentionally did it or had any knowledge of it, the fact of the matter is you didn't win outright.
Right.
So, you know.
Because you still didn't win the popular votes.
Oh, God.
Another subject for another day.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a thought I had. That's all.
No, yeah, thank you, Rod.
Way to go.
Way to go, man. Thanks.
I mean, y'all break up shit all the time, but I don't
not
like
Donald fucking Trump. No, you don't.
No, I said y'all do. Y'all bring up shit.
I mean, do we supposed to
you
just,
love what we talk about.
You love it. You
some
love
randomness.
Rapid fire questions.
Sure. Okay. I don't know what I'm reading, but let's just do it. We have a question from Andre. Hey, my name is Andre. Hi, Andre. And I'm 19 years old. I'm in my second semester at a community college, and I'm not sure what to do next after I transfer. My senior year of high school, I started to seriously consider becoming a musical artist, but I kept it to myself. I love to rap and sing. Mm. Mike, oh my God.
Yo, keep going.
I love
to rap. Keep it to yourself, Andre.
I love stop.
And no, we don't want your mixtape.
Stop. Okay, I love to rap and sing, but I didn't go to college for music initially because I was told it was too broad of a major. So I went to community college to figure out exactly what I wanted to do, but my mind always stayed on music. I recorded songs now with my friends and I've dropped music here and there. My question is, should I pursue a career in the music industry / become an artist and put all of my energy into that, or just major in something music related and try and find a job in that field?
Mm-mm.
The latter.
Learn the business, bro. If you're trying to really, that's where the
right.
I mean, that's where the money is anyway.
He don't want to make money. Hey, he wants to make art.
Sing.
He wants to baby want to sing.
Shit, wrote a song about it. Here you go.
And look, your friends that's were trying to help you. They told you that shit was too broad because you don't make good music. Ken, that was me. Ken, that was me. Why'd you say that?
Damn.
Yo, no,
say I'm lying though.
Mike, not going. Hey,
we got 5 minutes. Yo,
look, listen. Rod is 100% right. If you, even if you want to be an artist, understand the business of it, so that way you can maximize it and do it full time.
Not because, get fucked over in a contract.
Exactly. Because here's the thing: if you want to get into it, you're not just gonna make money. You're still gonna have to make money to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? But if you learn the business, maybe you can do behind the scenes if you don't blow up.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry, my bad.
Y'all seen that case? Trying to be positive.
Oh shit!
Yo, that was a real fall.
That was a
oh
fall.
My god!
Mike, go. Hey yo, for those that's listening, Beepo almost bust his ass. For those that are listening,
he thought he died for a second. You saw his face. He had the fear of God in his face.
Beepo looked so fucking shook. So fucking scared.
I weigh over 200, nigga. That's a lot of weight falling. Yo. I had to catch that.
People thought he was gone.
Damn. God. He thought he was gone.
Nigga, if I fall out this chair, I am dead.
I'm gone. I am gone, my nigga.
Y'all are crazy.
Wait, damn. What you got for the brother, man? Brother, what's his name? Brother Andre. Andre.
Uh-uh. Who, B?
Yeah.
He wants to pursue what you...
Come on, to the mic, B.
Should he put all of his energy into that, or try to find a job in the field?
No.
Yeah, you try to find a job, and if you want to just to learn the business, but do not go full time with that fresh out of community college. Don't do that, brother. Please.
We told somebody that in Florida State, didn't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
You told everybody that shit.
Yeah.
Like just rap on the side and throw your little shit out there, and if somebody hear you and you're good and they pick you up, great.
That's good.
But don't put all your fucking energy into that shit, and you're not that good. Good, like
you don't know. Well, if we don't
know.
Good.
But I'm saying we don't know if he's fucking Kendrick Lamar or fucking
he might be
or Lil Yachty. We don't know.
They're both too successful.
Okay, we don't know if he's Kendrick Lamar or a little fucking shoestring. All right,
who was that?
I don't know. But look, don't put all your fucking eggs in one basket, especially when you're trying to be a rapper.
Time is slipping away from me.
Andre.
No. Don't do that, Andre.
I heard a song about
No, don't do that, Andre.
Wrote a song about it.
Don't do that. Please don't do that, Andre. No.
Look, you know that mixtape is already in the dead end.
Send it to us, Andre. We want to hear it. Send it to Ken.
Send it to Ken. Yes. Ken.
Yeah, send it to me.
Ken, listen to it.
Let me give you my email address.
MYKE.
We just playing with you, Andre, man. Look, pursue your dreams, bro.
Yeah, man.
Pursue your dreams. Just don't put turn your dream into a nightmare by putting everything in it.
It takes money to pursue a dream anyway. So if you get a job in the career, you could buy some studio equipment, probably that's get it on the low. Work a fucking guitar center, get you a little discount, get your studio equipment up.
You can buy some bars like Drake does. You'd be all right.
Yeah.
Whoa. What? I'm the only one that really?
You got it, Mike.
Some of y'all sharing bars like niggas in a 2-man sale. What?
Thank you, Andre. Don't forget to send all your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. I hope you're not, scared.
Scared of what?
To send us. Because y'all be chewing niggas
man,
out.
Man, we do. We do. We
know you what's up. You do.
Yeah, they asked for it. Andre asked for this.
They know what's up when they come on Instagram.
You knew what this was when you walk in the door.
This is damn near 10 years, Sophie. Motherfuckers know. Motherfuckers know.
I don't think they knew about this side. They just know the others.
When it comes to writing, they should have known.
This is some other shit.
Well, y'all should
know.
We
got, you know, right. people that don't know about the YouTube and the dead end stuff that just follow this. But shit, you better ask somebody.
Right? Do your Googles.
Yeah.
Shit. Mm-hmm. And you heard the other podcast episodes.
By now, right. you should know what to expect when you write in.
With your whack mixtape.
Goddamn. He said, with your whack.
With your whack mixtape. My name is Andre, and I'm here to say, I like making music in a major way.
Oh my God.
He gonna sample the fuck out of that shit.
Oh, let him.
But they better pay me, though.
Right. All right, we done. We out. Yeah, we're done.